is the spiritual significance of the A, B, or C? We know that the reason the person gets the tzaraas is because of lashon hara. But what is this thing about the black hair turning white, or the tzaraas expanding? Or, maybe this is the most difficult to understand, the idea that when there's healthy skin in the middle, that's a sign of a tumor that makes it worse. A carrot, I would say the opposite, I would say. Maybe that's a sign that he's getting better. So, one way to understand it is this. That when a person gets tzaraas and the kohen paskins, that is the right color and the right size, so he goes into quarantine, and the purpose of the quarantine is to do tshuva, to think, to understand the enormity of what he did, and through the tshuva he'll become better. So the Mefarshim suggest that the simanim of tuma are a sign to the person that he's not really doing his homework. He's not really doing tshuva. The same way that tzaraas is a sign of the sin of lashon hara, the siman of tuma is basically saying you're not doing tshuva properly, so you need to go back to the drawing board. You see, in other words, it serves two different reminders. The tzaraas is a reminder of the chet. The siman tuma is a message. You're not going through the tshuva process. Now, how does the simanim of tuma show us that he's not doing tshuva properly? Because here's the thing. When a person is confronted with their sin, when a person is confronted with the fact that I did an awful thing, I did such a bad thing, I can't deny it anymore, we immediately move to a plan B. Because we don't like to feel guilt. We don't like to feel we've done something wrong. So the first thing a person engages in is a process of denying that what he did was so bad. Now, what would that mean for lashon hara? I get tzaraas because I spoke lashon hara about Reuben. Well, I can't deny that I did. But what types of things do I tell myself? Well, you know, it really wasn't so bad. I didn't do such a bad thing. I might say, for example, everything I said was true. Now, of course, halachically, that's not a matter. But psychologically, we often tell ourselves, well, if it's true, what's so bad about it? Or, I might say, he deserved it, because he does worse things. Or I might say, he hurt me. Again, all of these are not a tailor. But these are psychological games that we play ourselves, play with ourselves. That it's true, he deserves it, he hurt me, everybody knows it anyway. Right? So the first way we defend ourselves against the pain of our failure is by denying that it's an aveira, by coming up with excuses and justifications. What is the English phrase for coming up with excuses, covering up? Whitewashing. So the black hair turning white is a physical representation. It's as if Hashem is telling the Metzora, hey guy or girl, you are trying to cover up your Aveira by whitewashing it. You have not yet acknowledged your chet. You need more time to do tshuva. So the simen tuma of the Sar Lavan is Hashem telling the Metzora in a graphic, physical way, you are living in a state of denial and excuse-making. Therefore, you're still tame, right? You have to go back to the drawing board. You need to be in quarantine longer. That's the first simon of tumah. Now, the second simon of tumah, you'll recall, is the nega grows bigger. Even without the white hair, if the nega grows bigger, then that's a simon of tumah as well, where he's even sorry until it goes away. Now, this is an opposite problem. This is the problem of hopelessness. Sometimes a person very much feels they sin. But a person might be so overwhelmed by their chet that they feel they've gone beyond the point of no return, and they might as well keep on sinning because there's no way they can ever be cured. We find this by Adam HaRishon. The Medrash tells us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam HaRishon, why did you eat from the Eitz HaDaas? Adam HaRishon said, Ochalti, I ate, the Ochalot, and I'll eat again. So some people say he's just being defiant and chutzpah to Hashem. I don't think that's the pshat. He's not being defiant. He is talking to Hashem in such despondency and hopelessness. He says, I sinned and I can't control myself. I'll do it again and again and again and again. There's no hope for me. Right? This is the idea of hopelessness in which a person feels, what's the use of working on Lashon Hara? I know I'm going to fail again and again and again. That is symbolized by the nega spreading, where the person's attitude basically is, I'm so sinful, I might as well keep on doing it, I can never fix it. So if the white hair is symbolic of denials and excuses, the spreading of the nega, the word for that is pisayon, with a samach, pisayon, which is for some reason similar to the term for a peacock, vocalized a little differently, represents the idea of hopelessness and despondency. But that too is a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Mitzvah, you don't have the right to give up. Don't give up. There is a koach of tshuva. There is a koach to make yourself better. There is a koach to do repentance for all of your mistakes. If you think it's hopeless, you have not finished the process. Go back into quarantine and rethink it. So you see how the Siman Tzumah is addressing why people don't do tshuva. Now, what about the third Siman of Tumah? The third Siman of Tumah is the one that's maybe least difficult to understand because it seems like a positive thing. And that's the healthy flesh. So this is a third response that people have. And people do this quite a lot. And that is, they know they sinned. They know they don't have an excuse. But they just don't want to think about it, because it's too painful for them to think about it. So they distance it from their consciousness. They don't allow it to penetrate their heart. They want to be indifferent to it. In fact, often, the person